President Trump signed a spending bill this afternoon that prevents another shutdown and funds the government through the end of September. The bill includes slightly more than $1.3 billion to fund the construction of a 55-mile barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border and more money for the Department of Homeland Security. However, while the president signed off on the bill today, he also announced he's declaring a national emergency in order to secure the rest of the funds for a border wall. Congressional Democrats have already announced they'll push back on the declaration, and some members of President Trump's own party have expressed concern about the move. Our next guest is here to break down the emergency declaration and the potential legal challenges. Jennifer Daskal is an associate professor at the Washington College of Law at American University. Jennifer, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
First, President Trump has been floating the idea of declaring a national emergency for the past several weeks. Here we are now with one having been declared. What are your initial thoughts?
Well, it's a pretty extraordinary use of the National Emergency Act powers. Here we have a situation where the president went to Congress and asked for funding for a wall. Congress deliberated. It said no in a very public and vocal way. And the president nonetheless goes ahead and asserts a national emergency and therefore triggers certain authorities that allow him to unilaterally do exactly what Congress said they didn't want him to do.
And what laws dictate what can be considered a national emergency?
So he's operating under the National Emergency Act of 1976, which basically authorizes a president to declare a national emergency, and then it triggers the application of a wide range of potential statutes. There's hundreds of statutes in the U.S. Code that can be triggered pursuant to a declaration of national emergency. This was done, the act was enacted in part as a means of reining in executive power after the Watergate scandal. But there's never been, Congress in enacting the law didn't put any parameters on what constitutes a national emergency. So it's broadly assumed that the president has a lot of discretion to determine what constitutes an emergency and in what situations. Here, however, there's questions about, very legitimate questions about whether the president crossed the line in both the way the emergency was created as an end run against exactly what Congress didn't want him to be doing, and also questions about whether there's even a plausible claim that there is, in fact, an emergency here.
President Trump said he is not the first president to declare a national emergency. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
There's rarely been a problem. They sign it. Nobody cares. I guess they weren't very exciting. But nobody cares. They sign it for far less important things in some cases, in many cases. We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
What are some of the other examples of presidents having used a national emergency to create action on an issue?
So there's a range of orders that have been used for sanctions, for export controls. There's been 50-some exercises of the National Emergency Act and the asserted national emergency power, and there's still some 30-some declarations that are still in effect. What's different here are two things. One, the claims of an invasion are not necessarily supported in any way by the actual facts, and in fact, President Trump's own statistics, administration statistics, show that the number of illegal crossings have gone down over time. And secondly, the specific use of the emergency in direct contradiction to Congress's clear wishes pursuant to the budget negotiations. And in fact, there's only been two actual exercises of the emergency power to move around appropriated funds in a manner different than what it was appropriated for. One was in the lead up to the Gulf War in 1990, and the other one was in the aftermath of the attacks in 2001, the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. This is obviously a very different situation where you have had congressional deliberation about precisely this issue. President Trump made a very impassioned plea to Congress to give him this money for the wall. Congress said no, and then the president goes ahead and says, well, I'm going to declare an emergency and get what I want anyway.
Jennifer Daskal is with us. She's an associate professor at the Washington College of Law at American University. And we are talking about President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to free up funds to continue building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. And Jennifer, one comment the president made during his news conference today has gained a lot of traction. Namely, he admits that he didn't need to make this emergency declaration, but he wanted to expedite the building of the wall. Let's take a listen to that.
I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it much faster. And I don't have to do it for the election. I've already done a lot of wall for the election, 2020. And the only reason we're up here talking about this is because of the election, because they want to try and win an election, which it looks like they're not going to be able to do.
So, Jennifer, is that a surprising admission to make on the part of the president?
Yes. I mean, it certainly undercuts his claim that we're dealing with an emergency that justifies the use of the national emergency powers. And it certainly, as President Trump also stated, he expects that there will be litigation. There almost certainly will be litigation. And that claim certainly undermines his case, because one of the questions that is undoubtedly going to be raised is the president using the claim of an emergency as a pretext? And he seemed to be suggesting exactly that in his statement.
So when we talk about recourse for those who are opposing this move, what has to happen legally that could possibly, say, put this on hold, at least temporarily?
So Congress can override the president's declaration via joint resolution. The problem is what happens if the joint resolution then gets vetoed by the president. And Congress could pass new legislation. Again, you have the veto problem. Congress, of course, can override the veto with two-thirds majority, but that's a hard thing to actually achieve. And then the other avenue is litigation, and the president himself acknowledged that there almost certainly would be litigation. Obviously, that can be a long, drawn-out process. But a court could issue an injunction stopping the construction, stopping the moving of the funds.
Who would need to file in a court to get this in front of a panel of judges?
So there's a range of different possibilities. Some of the states affected could sue. There's a range of different people who would be in a position to challenge it. Members of Congress have suggested that they have. There's potential questions of what's known as standing, of whether they're the right people to bring the claim. But there's certainly states that can bring claims. There's individuals who could potentially be injured, because a lot of this land actually is not federal land. It's private land, so it's also going to require some takings of land to actually build the wall in the way that the president is suggesting.
I believe there's also Native American land involved.
That's correct.
So in the next few weeks, what are we likely to maybe see in the next few days as an immediate response? But then how do you see this kind of spinning out in the next few weeks?
So I think that there will, this does not come as a surprise. President Trump had forecasted for quite some time that he was planning to do this. So I expect that we will see litigation very quickly. We will see complaints filed. I expect that there will be a resolution in the House that will then go to the Senate. And in reality, the fact is that, the actual construction of the wall is not going to suddenly start taking place. There is a long, drawn-out process of actually moving the funds, like building up all the things, all the kind of things that need to happen before the construction actually happens. So it's not as if all of a sudden tomorrow there's going to be construction workers out on the border. So certainly the political process and the legal challenges will have some time to go forward before we see anything actually happening at the border.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for helping break down a really complicated issue.
Thank you.
Jennifer Daskal is an associate professor at the Washington College of Law at American University. She joined us to discuss President Trump's decision to use a national emergency declaration to increase funding for a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. And we want to know what you think. Do you support this move by the president? Do you think it was necessary given that Congress did not approve anywhere near the amount of money that he was asking for a border wall? Do you think that we are currently in a national emergency on the U.S.-Mexico border? You can tweet us at WPR Central Time, WPR, and let us know.